Do you please be seated? Well, I don't know if you think much about your name. Names can be sort of strange things. In one sense, a name is just a sound. It's just a syllable or two. We have to be called something. We need a label to be called by. And in many cases, a name is given just because the parents like the sound of it, or it has some family connection. We're not named with much more thought than our pets are named. It's just a pleasant-sounding label to stick to someone. Up until I was born, I was going to be called William. And on the day I came out, my mum looked at me and decided, no, he's going to be Sam. But it doesn't make much difference. If our parents had got out of a different side of bed, we could have ended up being called something else entirely. But on the other hand, our names are much more than a label. Our names do matter. Our identity is bound up with them. And so I am Sam. I'm not somebody else. And if your name is William, then I'm happy for you. But it's not me. I don't feel like I'm a William. I'm a Sam. It's who I am. And so our names can carry a lot of weight for us. And if that's true for us, it's even more true of the baby of whose birth we've just been singing. In that second reading, the angel appeared to Joseph in a dream to assure him that the baby Mary was carrying had come from God, and the baby was to be named accordingly. So in verse 23 of that reading, you will call him Emmanuel, which means God with us. In verse 21, you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And those two names take us to the very heart of the Christmas message. And we're going to spend just a moment or two thinking about those two names. So firstly, this baby is Emmanuel. This baby is Emmanuel. Throughout the Old Testament, the Hebrew scriptures, God had promised that one day he would come to be with his people. And the Christmas message is that that day has arrived with the birth of Jesus. Through this baby, God has come to be with his people, to dwell with them, to come to this world as a human. Now, if all we had was this short reading to go on, we would just chalk it up to being a very strange dream that Joseph had one night. But in fact, this baby Jesus grew up to lead a life that cannot be explained in any other way. He acted and spoke and cared as you would expect God to act and speak and care in his own world. This baby is Emmanuel, which the angel reminds us means God with us. There was a man called John Howard Griffin who was around in the 50s in America. And he decided one day that he would never understand the plight of African Americans unless he became like one of them. So in 1959, he had his skin darkened through a mixture of medication and sun lamps. He darkened his skin and travelled across America. And his experience helped him and many others to understand the discrimination that African Americans were facing at that time. Well, the message of this baby is that God has come to be one of us, to face the world that we face. It's sometimes said of the Queen that everywhere she goes, she smells fresh paint, and it must give us a sort of slightly warped view of reality. But Jesus experienced the real world that we know. He actually experienced the extremities of human suffering. He became known as the Man of Sorrows, familiar with suffering. I don't know what you're facing this Christmas. Christmas can be a painful time for many people. But the Christmas message is that God is not distant. He's not unable to sympathise. He's not indifferent to our suffering. He has stepped into this world. For this baby is Emmanuel, God with us. So that's the first name, Emmanuel. The second name is the one that we're more familiar with. Jesus, we're told, because he will save his people from their sins. If Emmanuel means God with us, Jesus, if you like, means God for us. This child is not just a neighbourly visit from God. It's not just a field trip from heaven. No, this child is God come on a mission. The name Jesus is given because he will save his people from their sins. The name Jesus, very familiar to us, was a popular name in the time of Mary and Joseph. It meant God saves, God to the rescue, if you like. And it's a fitting name because Jesus, we're told, will save his people from their sins. Now, what we're given at Christmas is often a bit of a hint as to what other people think we need in life. So, over the last few years, I've been given a huge amount of aftershave. I have an aunt who always gives me letter-writing paper. And it's fairly obvious where she's going with that. I had an uncle, believe it or not, who gave me a joke book about 2 years ago. Well, what God thinks we need is significant. God isn't like that distant relative who still thinks that we're 14. He knows us better and loves us much more. Someone once put it this way: if our greatest need had been information, God would have given us an educator. If our greatest need had been money, he would have given us an economist. If our greatest need had been technology, he would have given us a scientist. And if our greatest need had been pleasure, he would have given us an entertainer. But our greatest need was forgiveness. And so God sent us a saviour. The angel says, you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And so it means that the Christmas message, whilst wonderful, is at the same time challenging to us. For it says that there is something we need saving from. There is something that can destroy us, that can finish us. We have done something so wrong that God has come to save us. The way we've lived in his world, the way we've treated him and one another, it would seem, has fatal consequences. And so God has come not just to visit us, but to rescue us. And so this baby is called Jesus, God for us. Well, if the birth of Jesus announces the arrival of that rescue, it is his death which shows us the means of it. It is by the death of Jesus that God extends his forgiveness to you and to me. And like any present, we need consciously to receive it, to open it, to appropriate it, and make it our own. And our hope and prayer for you at St. Mary's this year is that you will have a wonderful Christmas, and that in time you will come, if you haven't already, to receive this great gift that is spoken of to us in the birth of Jesus. He's called Emmanuel, God with us, and Jesus, God for us. Let me pray as we end. O holy child of Bethlehem, descend to us, we pray. Cast out our sin and enter in. Be born in us today. O come to us, abide with us, our Lord Emmanuel. Amen.